Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's number one magazine showcasing women business owners. If you would love to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the 12th Annual Phenomenal Women's Conference to be held at Kennesaw State University Center on March 23rd, 2012. We have two special guests today. Dr. Linda Johnston is Executive Director of the Siegel Institute for Leadership, Ethics, and Character and an Associate Professor at Kennesaw State University. Ms. Joanne Trodahl is Project Coordinator and Graduate Admissions Counselor at the Siegel Institute for Leadership, Ethics, and Character. It is our supreme pleasure to have on the phone today two powerful women who have dedicated their lives to making a difference. Ms. Joanne Trodahl and Dr. Linda Johnston, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How's everybody doing today?
We're doing just fine.
Well, great. Are you ready to talk about your upcoming women's conference?
Yes, certainly.
All right. Well, Joanne, let me give you the first question, okay?
Okay.
Why did the Siegel Institute begin the Phenomenal Women's Conference, and why has it been seen as an event to continue?
The Siegel Institute started the conference in 2000, and actually it was not at that point, the Siegel Institute. We had a... Betty Siegel, who was president of the Kennesaw State University at that time, asked Judy Stillian, who was chair of the Caring Center, to start the Phenomenal Woman Conference. And it was started to help older retired women who were very active to come together and talk about things that were of interest to them. So in the very beginning, in the year 2000, it was something different than what it is now. It was more towards active retired women. So we had workshops that were very, very different. We had workshops on journaling and plastic surgery and health issues and learning how to balance finances. All of those kinds of things were workshops and speaker topics at the very beginning of our conference. And as the years went on, we have had different directors, and the directors have focused the Phenomenal Women's Conference in different ways. For a time in about the middle 2000s, we were very directed towards businesses. So the Phenomenal Women's Conference was directed towards business and leadership in business. And now in 2012, we are very rounded in that we are talking about personal things as well as professional things. And the conference now is a little bit more academic in some of the workshops, but the speakers certainly are very dynamic, and we have some very different speakers from nonprofit and from people that are leading the way in a variety of different ways. So the reason that that we have continued with the Phenomenal Women's Conference is because it is something that women can do together. We can celebrate a day together talking about things that are of interest to women across the metro Atlanta area, and talk about things that are important, things that are about leadership and about ethics that affect people in the Atlanta area, but also affect people all over the world.
Beautiful. Dr. Linda, may I call you Dr. Linda?
Sure.
All right. What is the theme of this year's conference, and why was it chosen?
Well, the theme of this year's conference is Create, Innovate, and Collaborate, New Paths in Women's Leadership. And it was chosen just to highlight, as Joanne mentioned, those unique personal and professional ways that women navigate their lives. and especially around leadership and ethics. And we do bring together women from all different fields, and so it really was chosen to celebrate those kinds of ways that women collaborate across their different professions and in their personal lives.
All right. Well, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty, Ms. Joanne. When and where would the conference take place?
The conference is here at Kennesaw State University at our continuing education building, which is the KSU Center. It is across 75 from the KSU proper, close to the Cracker Barrel. It used to be a outlet mall, and it is, again, the KSU Center, kind of on a hill right across from Cracker Barrel off Chastain. And the conference will take place again on March 23rd, and it starts at 8:30. That is when registration begins, and then we will start the conference proper at 9 o'clock with a welcome, and we will introduce our keynote speaker for the morning, Haley Kilpatrick, who is the founder and the executive director of Girl Talk. So it's easy to get to, straight up 75, and then just two turns off 75, off Chastain, and then onto Busby Drive. So easy to get there. It's good time in the morning to come up 75 because you're not going on traffic. You're going against traffic. So we're hoping people will come.
All right. And Joanne, who typically comes to this kind of conference?
Typically, people that come to this conference now, because as I said before, the conference has changed very much from when we started in 2000, though we still do have people that started 12 years ago. We have some women that have gone to the conference almost every year for 12 years. And the way I know that is because every year we give out butterfly pins. The butterfly is the logo for the Phenomenal Women's Conference. And women come with a jacket or a blouse or a sweater with a number of butterfly pins. So then we know how many years they have come to the conference. And last year I counted one woman had 8 butterfly pins on her jacket. So we have people that have come continuously, and those typically are older people that are perhaps retirees. So that's one group, retired women. We have another group that come from downtown Atlanta that are the business women. And we have CEOs that come. We have middle management people that come, women that are just interested in leadership and ethics, leadership to get them ahead in their jobs, to learn more about leadership or learn more about ethics to make them be more well-rounded individuals. We have faculty and staff from Kennesaw State University that come. This year we have a lot of faculty and staff coming, so it must be that the conference program this year really piques interests of people that are here at campus. But we also have faculty and staff that come from other universities. We have people that come from Chattahoochee Tech. We have had people that have come from the different universities and colleges in Atlanta. We have mostly women that come, but we always have a man or two that comes and braves being one of the few men that come to the conference. This year we have 3 men that are workshop leaders, so I'm hoping that there will be some men that come, and we do have reservations for people that have come that are men. So it is a wide variety of people. We have young students, we have older students, we have middle management, CEO business women, we have retired women, all a breadth of women from all over. We also have people come from past Kennesaw up towards Dalton and Cartersville. So it's not just Atlanta. It is really the Northwest quadrant that we draw people from.
Dr. Linda, what's the significance of your butterfly symbol?
You'll have to ask Joanne that one. That was before my time.
Well,
okay, Joanne.
The significance of the butterfly symbol is the butterfly comes from a chrysalis, and it is a rebirth. So in the very beginning of the conference, that was what we were talking about. We were talking about a rebirth of women that were past the working stage and into the retirement stage. So this was moving to a new section of their life, a new level of their life, and that was the birth of a butterfly. But it also means that freedom, and it also means moving towards something different. The butterflies fly towards something different. So it is a freeing symbol and a very pretty symbol. So that's what we chose for the symbol for the phenomenal woman. And we have just kept it over all the years.
All right. Well, Dr. Linda, tell our listeners what's so special about this women's conference.
Well, Spark Plug, you know, it's I came to this conference several years ago before I was the executive director of the Institute, and one of the things that impressed me immediately was that it really was one of those conferences that brought women from education, from nonprofits, from business, as a chance to come together and sit down. For example, the first time I came to this conference, I sat at lunch with a bunch of women that I didn't know. I'm still in contact with those women for projects, for other opportunities, or just socially. And so it's a real opportunity for those people to come together that might not ever meet each other. And a lot of the wonderful conferences in the Atlanta area focus on business specifically or nonprofits specifically. But this one is a chance to bring all of those people together.
All right. Well, tell us about some of the speakers at this year's conference.
Well, we have a fantastic array of speakers at this year's conference. Our keynote speaker is Haley Kilpatrick, who is the founder and the executive director of Girl Talk, and right here in Atlanta, and she's actually a graduate of Kennesaw State University, so we're really proud to have her come back. And following her keynote speech is a panel discussion with women from real different paths to leadership, and they're coming to Sandra Hoffman, who's the CIO in residence of ATDC, and then Shelley Sedalik, who's the executive director of Men Stopping Violence, and Stacey Chavez, who's a political strategist. So these women are very, very different, but they all have a unique way of leading and, you know, focus on leadership and ethics. And then in the afternoon, we have several different workshops with various speakers. And again, as Joanne mentioned, we have two men leading workshops this time, which I think is going to be an interesting twist to it. So we've got just a number of different speakers from the Atlanta area, but people that, you know, some people may not get a chance to hear.
All right. Well, now let's get to the really good part. How can people register?
We have the registration up on our website, which is www.kennesaw.edu/Siegel Institute, all one word. You go to our main page, and then on the left, you will find a link to the Phenomenal Women's Conference that will show the agenda. And as you peruse the agenda and you look at people's names, you can click on the name, and you will it will pop up the person, a picture of the person, and then a short bio. So people can, as they go through the agenda, they can take a look at who is going to be speaking as concurrent session speakers and also our keynote speakers and learn a little bit more about them. And then there is a spot that you register, and you register straight through. It's called the KSU Mall or Marketplace, and you choose how you're going to pay, and you choose the morning, one morning concurrent session and one morning and one afternoon concurrent session. So this event is an all-day event. It starts at 8:30 with registration, and it's done at 4. We have three keynote speakers. We have Haley Kilpatrick in the morning, and we have in the afternoon Deborah Richardson, who is in downtown Atlanta. She works with, if you just give me a minute, I'll give you her title. She is the Executive VP of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights, and she's going to be talking about leading from the edge, about civil rights here in Atlanta and civil rights all around the country, and also not just civil rights as the way we think about it, but rights of all different kinds of people with different situations. And we are also going to have a speaker at lunch who is going to be the retired general, brigadier general from the Army, the Georgia National Guard, and she is going to be talking about leadership lessons from the trenches, so talking about how she led in the Georgia Army National Guard. And now she has just retired, and she is just within the last couple of weeks, she's working here at Kennesaw. So she'll be talking a little bit about this transition from being in the Army, the National Guard, to working in a university setting. So two different, very different ways of leading But she is on task, and she is working very hard here at Kennesaw now. So she'll have a perspective from two different places. And again, Haley Kilpatrick is the speaker in the morning, and she is going to be talking about her organization, which is called Girl Talk. And it is an organization that works with high school students, girls, helping and mentoring junior high girls, the tween girls, to get past these very difficult 11, 12, 13, those kind of years that girls go through some pretty heavy-duty changes in their bodies and in their lives. And Haley found in her transition that that was very difficult, and she felt that high school girls could help mentor and help these younger girls get through the difficult times. And she started very small, just in her own school here in Georgia. Now her Girl Talk is international, and Haley has just written a book. So we're very pleased that she has come from Kennesaw State University and that she is making such a difference with young girls. So we have a very young girl, Haley, I think is maybe 26, and then we have a retired Brigadier General, and Deborah Richardson is kind of in the middle. So many different ways of leading different women at different stages of their lives.
Beautiful. Now, Dr. Linda, before we bring this interview to a close, what are some of the other programs or projects or events sponsored by the Siegel Institute?
We do a series of book and film discussions. We also do what we call a Daring Dialogue series, where we talk about critical issues. For example, we have one coming up to talk about transportation issues in the Atlanta area. So, those kinds of conversations bring a lot of people together from, again, a lot of different venues to come together and hopefully problem solve. One of the ones we just recently had, which was very interesting, was on Is Facebook the New Resume? And we had a wonderful speaker from the communication department who is, studying this as her research topic. And so we had a wonderful mix of people from the community and students and faculty and people coming together to discuss a topic like that. So we do a lot of those kinds of things that reach out to the community.
All right. And finally, Joanne, please tell our listeners how people can find out more about this year's Phenomenal Women's Conference.
Okay, so again, you would go to the webpage for the Siegel Institute, which is www.kennesaw.edu/Siegel Institute, S-I-E-G-E-L, Institute, all one word. If on the homepage, if you look on the left-hand side under Coming Events, just scroll down till you get to the Phenomenal Women's Conference and click on the agenda. So you can see all the different workshops, both professional and personal, the speakers, and there is also a link right there on the Phenomenal Women's Conference homepage that is the registration. Click on the registration link, and it will take you right to where you would register. I do want to say that the early bird registration is going on now, but it will end on March 2nd. So if you want to take advantage of early bird registration, you just have a few more days. And the last day to register for the conference is March 16th. So we're moving quickly towards the end of registrations. The conference is just a little more than 3 weeks away, and we're so excited. I think this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right. With Dr. Linda Johnston and Ms. Joanne Trodahl, with the Siegel Institute for Leadership, Ethics, and Character, located on the campus of Kennesaw State University. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, People You Need to Know magazine is a proud media sponsor for this phenomenal event for women. And you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another heartfelt job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.